Skywatch 84 WHAS keeps you up to date throughout the day with Kentuckiana's most frequent traffic reports.
WAKY, Louisville.
A never-ending song of love for you, and it's coming right now. Gonna jam it in your ear, right? On the big 79 Hard Rock Special this morning, Friday, September 17, 1971, with Mason Lee Dixon.
Wacky!
Our producer Christine is shaking her head in disbelief, but that's really the way it sounded back in the early 70s. It's the legendary Coyote Calhoun, who is still very much part of the Clear Channel family. You hear him on WAMZ every day, the legendary country music DJ, and Mason Dixon, who was quite a character in these parts as well. We're reliving some of the wacky days here, and I want to say hello to one of my absolute folk heroes in the radio business. Guy ran WAKY through its glory years and was also a big part of WKLO, and he's been involved with more radio stations than I can count. We woke him up out of a sound sleep. Johnny Randolph is with us. John, thanks for being on the show, man.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. That's easy to wake up when you hear that. That's easy to wake up.
I appreciate it. And John Quincy is with us, too. And we've been talking for the last few minutes here about the sort of the magic time here of those radio stations. And you were here programming Wacky in the early 1970s when I think it's fair to say that Wacky got recognition as one of the best radio stations, one of the best rock and roll radio stations in the country.
Well, that is true, and I guess I really never realized that until I started hearing all these tapes that sample like you played, the thing that John put together, and you know, I kind of sit back and say, wow, that's about all I can say.
You know, I've got to ask you, John, you were in a position, Wacky broke, as they say, some really big records. Charlie Rich, and many people remember this song, Charlie Rich had an obscure song called Behind Closed Doors. He hadn't had a hit in forever, and you took that song and with the help of listeners here in Louisville and made that turned that into what became a national hit.
And it was kind of odd for a song like that, too, on a station like Wacky. Looking back, the music was kind of like a train wreck. You know, we had Behind Closed Doors, which was basically started out as you'd think it'd be a country record, but it became a pop record, and it was first played in Louisville. And you're right, the Louisville listeners just responded to it.
John, I got to ask you worked at both stations, and I know they were great times, you know, at both places. Do you have if you had to pick, do you have either a favorite time or a favorite station? Was there one they battled out all the time? And I think it's clear that one station made the other one better all the time. Did you prefer one over the other, or have a specific time that you liked best?
Well, I have to go with Wacky, Joe, because I was there for about 10 years as compared to about 1 year for WKLO. I was just one of maybe three or four people that made the transition from WKLO over to Wacky, but just because of the length of time, I'd have to go with Wacky.
John, could, you know, as special as those radio stations were, and as we were talking about here a minute ago, so many cities, you know, in Philadelphia, in Boston, everybody had a special radio station, and it was so much a part of the community and playing music and, you know, making the kids happy and all those kinds of things. Could you recreate that now?
I don't think so. It's nice to say that you could try. Of course, all of us are so old now. I don't know the art to try to do that. I always look at it as kind of a time and a very special place that you have the whole team there. And, yeah, you can get together for a reunion like we're going to do.
I think we lost John here. I think are you with us?
I am here.
There we go. I think we lost your cell there. Yeah, we didn't mention it, but there is going to be a reunion of some of the Wacky and WKLO people. Not open to the public, I'm afraid, but for some folks, tomorrow night they're going to have a special thing, and I know you're looking forward to that, John.
Absolutely. You know, ironically, Joe, this was not put together by me or any of the disc jockeys. In fact, Gary Burbank and I have talked for the past 25 years about doing this. We never could pull it off, but John Quincy, a listener who grew up in Lexington, is the guy that has pulled this thing off.
And John is right here. And, John, this is coming together fairly well, isn't it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, and thanks to Johnny, he actually did help because Johnny said, you know, I told him I was going to be in Kentucky at this time, and he said, well, I'm going to come up and see you. I want to meet you. And I said, okay, cool. Another guy, Dude Walker, said he was going to come up from Memphis to see me, and I thought, well, I was going to go see Bill Bailey at the nursing home where he's at right now, so why don't we try to put together a wacky reunion? And since Johnny and Bill also worked at KLO, I thought, well, let's get the KLO guys invited. So we're going to do something special tomorrow night at an undisclosed location. We wish we could invite the public, but the seating is just not there. But 30 or 40 guys from KLO and Wacky are going to get together, and we're going to have a good time.
And by the way, I saw Joe Elliott's name on that list, too, John.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Joe's going to be there, too.
I'm going to be stopping by for a while. I'll be in here at 9 o'clock, but I'm going to stop by for an hour or so and shake a few hands and renew a few acquaintances and have some fun. So, John, I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow night, too. That'll be...
Well, likewise, Joe. We'll make sure you're a good boy so you can do a good show tomorrow night.
Anyway, in fact, we're talking smoking ban. Louisville's voting on a smoking ban here on Thursday. We're going to talk about that in some detail tomorrow night, and we'll get started on that at 9 o'clock. John, I got just a couple more things here. Did you... You seem to pick the right people. You know, you got Bill Bailey and Coyote Calhoun and Gary Burbank and all these legendary names. And, you know, my assumption would be that picking the right people was really half the battle. And I just wonder if you would talk about how you were able to do that. You always seem to find the right person for the right slot.
Well, Bill Bailey was already, he was not in Louisville. He and I had worked together at WKLO, and Terrell Matheny was the man that discovered Bill, and I was the one that got him out of town when I went over to Wacky. So he was in the mix. We started out with the morning man, and you hear Gary Burbank, you say, hey, you know, he'd fit in at this particular slot and pick someone else. And everyone is quite unusual, and when you've run the gamut from Bill Bailey to Coyote Calhoun, it seems pretty extreme, and the music was kind of extreme, and we just had a lot of fun, and we just kept on going. I don't know what the guiding light was for the whole thing, but it just kind of worked.
Well, that's the thing. I think you had to sort of have a feel for it. And, you know, another thing, and we're really getting into a little inside baseball here, but every town was different. What worked, and this is true today, what works in Louisville wouldn't necessarily work in San Diego or Boston or Dallas or something. And you had to know your city, and you had to know the people that, you know, that you were doing the shows for.
Well, you're right, Joe, and everybody just seemed to absolutely love Louisville and still does. And the city just kind of responded to us, and away we went.
Got a favorite memory, John, of all the personalities that you've met and listened to and all the tapes and all those kind of things? You have a favorite wacky memory, Johnny Randolph?
I do, Joe, and it is the time when I was named program director. I went over to Wacky's assistant program director, and there were a couple program directors before me, and I never got the nod to be program director because I did not have the experience, so to say. And we were sitting in the conference room, and the general manager was telling all the disc jockeys that, well, we've lost our program director, and we're going to conduct a nationwide search to find another one. And Gary Burbank said, what about Randolph? And the manager said, well, you know, Randolph's okay, but he has never officially been a program director. And Gary said, well, I am going down the street to get something to drink, as in a beer. And he said, I'm coming back in a half hour, and if Randolph is not program director, I'm walking. And all the other disc jockeys stood up and said, we're with him. And they all walk out of the conference room. There's me and the general manager face to face, and we're the only ones in the room. And he says, well, I guess you're program director.
Where the body goes, the head will follow, you know. It's just
so, you know, Burbank became a very special person to me after that day.
I could only imagine. John, I'm afraid we're out of time here, but I thank you very much for waking up and joining us tonight. I look forward to seeing you, and always enjoy catching up with you. John Quincy, great work, man, at 79WAKY.com, 1080WKLO.com. And, of course, there's tons and tons of stuff on the website, and it was fun to visit with both of you guys about some of the good days in Louisville. George Norrie is coming up with Coast to Coast in just a couple of minutes, and let's roll back the clock one more time to hear how it sounded on 79 WAKY.
Jason O'Brien.
I believe it's a little bit too late to follow it back now. It's too late to turn back. It's all there is to it. Cardius Mothers and Sister Lodge with Jason O'Brien.
W-A-K-Y.
7:25 in the city. It's a Tuesday night, and those request lines are going hot and heavy.
W-A-K-Y. Music Radio. Radio. Well, Lee Mast is the number five from our top five at five. Number four is coming up within minutes. It's 5:09. This is Lee Masters, and if I wasn't a famous afternoon rock and roll star, you know what I'd be doing right now? You know, I'd be outside with a transistor listening to my show.
Wacky!